In this bulletin, the latest from Canberra, former South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill retires from state politics, and the latest news from the A-League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Labor will introduce further amendments to draft laws giving police and intelligence agencies the power to access encrypted messages, but it has supported the bill through the first hurdle of the parliament. Manager of opposition business Tony Burke says the way the bill is currently drafted is too broad and confusing.
We are not afraid of the parliament. We're not afraid of the parliament sitting. We're happy to stay here for as long as it takes today. We don't need to clock off early. And of all the issues to clock off early on, it would be extraordinary if the government chose to do that on national security. Therefore, given the limits around what the government's done in breaking their earlier agreement, we will support the amendments in front of us, send the bill across to the Senate, and in the Senate seek to have amendments that properly reflect the Intelligence Committee report.
Tony Abbott has recommended boosting pay and conditions for teachers in remote areas, including waiving their university debts to improve the quality of Indigenous education. The former Prime Minister also suggests deducting fines imposed on parents for breaking truancy rules from other government payments rather than using the threat of jail time for refusing to pay. The proposals are contained in his first report on the government's special envoy on Indigenous affairs presented to federal parliament today. Mr. Abbott says amidst generally depressing indicators on Indigenous Australia, one factor stands out.
Indigenous people who do finish school and who do complete a degree have much the same employment outcomes and life expectancies as other comparable Australians. And it stands to reason that to have a decent life, you've got to have a job. And to have a job, you've got to have a reasonable education.
Labor's Deputy Leader Tanya Plibersek disregarded Mr. Abbott's report. She says pretty much anything Tony Abbott says about Indigenous communities can be taken with a grain of salt. Chris Dawson has been charged with the murder of his wife, Lynette Dawson, who disappeared from their Sydney home nearly 37 years ago. Lynn Dawson was 33 years old when she went missing in January 1982, leaving behind two young daughters. Mr. Dawson has been refused bail and will appear in a Sydney court this afternoon. A young man refused entry to a Victorian nightclub has been awarded $3,000 after it was ruled he was discriminated against because of his race. Ivan Kibet, who says he is of African appearance, was the only one of his friends turned away from the Empire Club in the Melbourne suburb of Narrawarren on the 7th of October last year. Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal senior member Bernadette Steele said Mr. Kibet had suffered humiliation and hurt. The club was ordered to pay Mr. Kibet $3,000 in compensation and to train its door staff in discrimination law before June. Former South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill has announced he is retiring from state politics. It brings to an end his 16-year political career. Mr. Weatherill told Parliament it had been a privilege to serve as an MP, Minister and Premier. He thanked a wide range of people, including his colleagues.
I also want to thank my colleagues, all of colleagues that are sitting around me, those present and also those past, who have sustained me in this role. You can't do anything by yourself in this business. We are all a product of our capacity to work with other people. You've only got one vote. You need more than that to get anything done.
To soccer, and Sydney FC is looking to keep pace with A-League leaders Perth Glory this weekend when the third place Sky Blues take on Wellington Phoenix. Sydney FC boss Stephen Corica played alongside Wellington coach Mark Rudan in their playing days. Corica says he's looking forward to locking horns as opposing coaches on Saturday. Let's look at tomorrow's weather now. It'll be sunny in Perth and 26 in Adelaide, partly cloudy and 37. Hot for Melbourne, 38. A possible shower in Hobart and 25. Sunny for the capital, 32 degrees in Canberra. In Wollongong, also sunny and 24. In Sydney, much the same and 26. In Newcastle, mostly sunny and 27. A possible shower in Brisbane and 24. A few showers for Cairns and 33. And in Darwin, a possible shower or storm, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.